Eternal life, and for this physical life, and all your blessings upon our lives, we are so grateful. For Lord, another privilege given to us to come back to your house, and we thank you for the Sunday school services, we thank you for the song services, and we thank you for all that you've done for us since we have been here. Once again, Father, we are looking up to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, the author and the finisher of our salvation, that who began the work in us, that who has been with us, that who is taking us through, and that who will bring us to the end. We are so grateful for your wonderful works. We pray this morning, Father, if there be anything in us which is not pleasing in your sight, Father, please forgive us and cleanse us from all and every unrighteousness. Make us more like thee, to love you more and to serve you better. Lord, we are in your house, and you said, where two or three will be gathered, you will be there. So we are thankful to you that you are there. And because you are here, Father, we will not go back the same. Because you are here, the sick will be healed. The captives will be set free. Sinners will come to repentance. The saints will be strengthened. And backsliders will be restored. And the name of Jesus will be glorified. Thank you for your message. Be with us, Lord. Step us out of the way. And let it be you to will and to do. Once again, take absolute control over the entire service, from the pulpit to the pew. Each and every one of us to come under the power of the Holy Ghost. May we be overshadowed by your Spirit. Be with us. Thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we ask your blessings upon the reading of your word and everything in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Please, let's be seated. Hallelujah. So we are grateful to the Almighty God for this opportunity to be here this morning. This is my home church here. It's been a while. It's about 7 years. I don't know, but it's about 7 years since I've been here. But we thank God for grace that has brought us together this morning. It has been my desire to come around, but this is the day the Lord has made. So I bring greetings to you from my wife and children, Pastor David and the brothers over there at the End Time Tabernacle. And they all sent me, asked me to greet every one of you, pastor, my Oga here, Oga Matis, and my action man, the campaign manager. Praise the Lord. It's good to be back home, man. And Brother Sam, that's our friend here, and see, young man, Femi, he's old now, he's growing. Everybody is growing, yeah. The young shall grow, and the old shall die. So anyway, but we die, we rise again, amen. Praise the Lord. So, it's good to see every one of you. Ah, Sister Adara, I've seen you. I see my friend Yomi there, Sister Yomi. Ah, yeah. Every one of you, good. Jumi, Jumuke, I saw it. Oh, you're happy birthday, yeah. Praise the Lord. So every one of you, God bless you. Amen. It's good to be here. Daddy, yeah, I can recognize you too. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we are grateful. Hallelujah. We thank God for the privilege we have. And we have liberty to serve the Lord. Where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. And when you see me here this morning, I'm just here to say thank you for praying for me. I'm standing here because you pray for me. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because God spared my life. I was very down. I was very sick. And but he was not through with me yet. And so Brother Brown said, prayer changes death to life. So because you pray, God spared my life. Because God knew I have to be here this morning to fellowship with you. So we are grateful to the Almighty God. And I said to the Lord, I said, wherever I go, I will testify. I said, I will testify to the shame of the devil and to the glory of the King. Praise the Lord. So the Lord was very good to me. Amen. And I said to Satan, I said, you are in trouble. Because I'm not going to keep quiet. I'm not going to keep quiet. When God needs something for you, you got to say it. So we praise the Lord. Amen. So I am here as answers to prayer. And I thank you, Almighty God. Amen. So thank you for your prayers. I just don't know what to say, but to say thank you. And God bless you all for praying for me. And he's faithful. And he will see us through. Amen. Soon and very soon, all will be over. So, you know, let's keep pressing on. And I'm always happy to see the old timers pressing on, you know. We've traveled around. I mean, the first time we came to Nigeria was 1982. And there's the campaign manager here. We travel all over the place. I don't want to say other things. So, praise the Lord. Yeah, because so that we go beyond our station. Yeah. Before we miss the place, we have to go back. Hallelujah. We just love Jesus, and to see God's people, his children, may God help you. Hold on to that faith. May God reveal himself to every one of you. Yes, so that you hold on to this gospel. That we can say we were once young, but now we are old. God has never forsaken us, and God will not forsake you too. Praise the Lord Jesus. We are very grateful to the Almighty God. Let's read a portion of the scripture just to encourage ourselves, and we bless his holy name. Let's read from the book of Exodus this morning. Exodus chapter 15. And say some few things to encourage ourselves. Exodus 15. Let's read from verse 23. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters, the waters were made sweet. Then he made for them a statue and an ordinance, and there he proved them, and said, if thou would diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. And they came to Elim, where there were 12 wells of water, and 70 palm trees, and they encamped there by the waters. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Amen. Shall we please be seated? Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I say praise the Lord. Somebody say God bless you to somebody. God bless you. I say. Thank you. Praise the Lord. So as I said, I am at home, so I have my liberty. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. So this morning, just to encourage ourselves, the Lord will sweeten your waters of manna. Praise the Lord. So when we speak about manna, we know it's bitter. Amen. So, may God sweeten your waters of manna. No matter how bitter it might be, may the Lord sweeten it for us. Our God is good. And remember, we are here for a purpose. Every one of us. There is none of us here accidentally. And just remind ourselves, he has already selected the path we must trod. Hallelujah. We don't choose the path, he chooses it. And he knows all about us. Like he told prophet Jeremiah, he said, before I formed thee, before you were a clot of blood in your mother's womb, I ordained you a prophet unto the nations. So God knows the work you will be doing here. He knows what I will be doing. And he also knows everything about the journey. And as we are speaking, it's about the children of Israel leaving Egypt. After they've been in Egypt for 400 years, remember, God said to Abraham, your seed will be in a strange land for 400 years. They could not have gone out earlier than that time. The Bible says at the point they were crying, praying, crying, praying, crying, praying, but God has a time for everything. So he has a time for your life. He has a purpose for everything. Amen. And Brother Bram said, nothing can take your life. You cannot go out of here until God's purpose has been accomplished. I strongly believe in that. As I said, as I stand here today, I stand here because God should have prayed for me. Because the enemy might have wanted to, to take me out of the scene. I had a living very, very. I was sick, very sick. And I was just from one hospital to another, this and that. It just happened. I preached a Sunday morning. And then I think I was in Liberia for about 7 weeks. And then there was some issues there. I went there because I thought we're going to spend 2 weeks there. I went with Bradley and then he left me there to say, oh man, you just stay and see what can be done. So I stayed and the situation made me to stay for 7 weeks. So I came back and I was planning to go back to Sierra Leone again, go to Sierra Leone. But then I preached a Sunday morning like this and then I realized when I want to use the restroom or the bathroom or to pass water, I realized I was having some pains. So I said, okay, Monday morning, I'll try and see the doctor before I travel. That Monday, midnight, they have to rush me to the hospital. I could not pee. And then, wow, it was, I said, what is happening? So, well, that's okay, it started. So they kept me over there, and then after, they have to do some examination, text here and there. They said, no, Mr. Man, the prostate has become too big. Okay? And then also they said, and there is cancer in one spot of your prostate. And he said, well, you don't have to fear. No, but when you mention cancer, the only thing that came to me, do you fear cancer? I remember the prophet God preached, do you fear cancer? And I remember the prophet said, there is no virtue in fear. And he said, God don't want us to fear, but God wants us to believe. All right, so he started from there, and then, man, it was growing from bad to worse. And at that point, I could not even sit down. I could not sleep by day and by night. I was in terrible pain, and whatever painkillers I was taking, swallowing, setting, whatever. And goodness. And so, at that point, my wife and them, they said, no, you have to travel out. And I was going to call him. We said, no, you have to travel out. And so the brothers overseas got to hear about it, and they said, no, Brother Timothy, you got to come. But I didn't want to go because I was thinking, who is going to pay that bill over there? Well, they insisted upon me, they pressed it, so go, you got to go. And they told me, look, if you can travel out, now travel out. So I did. And I thought I was just going to come and I have to spend 9 months over there. And then, for this 9 months, I was wearing catheter. 9 months wearing catheter on me. So, he continued on and then going to the hospital. And sometimes I would go back to the hospital and say, take the catheter out. They would take it. The next hours, I have to run back there. Because I'll be in pain, I will not be able to urinate. Well, it continued until they decided to have a surgery on me. So they did. My wife came back, joined me over there, and they did it. After doing that surgery, I went back to the hospital to do some X-ray to see if the stitches, whatever they did, has been healed. So when I went, the doctor, after the examination, the doctor said, no, there is, it's somewhere it's not here, so you've got to go. Do it again in 10 days. All right? So we went back in 10 days. And after 10 days, of course, we went and then I was fine. But when we got there, they have to put me on the table like this. They did. Where they have to take the X-ray or whatever they call it, cystogram. So I realized I was shaking. The doctor said, what is happening? I don't know. I didn't know what happened today. I only saw myself at an emergency. I say emergency, what do you call it? I see, yeah. So, then my wife said, what happened was this, that they came out, because she was waiting at the waiting reception, and then they came and said, who brought Timothy Ashon? Okay, come and see. So I was lying down, and they tried to put drip and things on me, and it was not going. And at that time, he said, all my system was shutting down. Everything was going down. So she was just standing there praying. And I know that time somebody was also praying. Hallelujah. So then the system picked up again. That's why I'm standing here today, by God's grace. Hallelujah. That was done. After it was done, we spent 6 days in the ward. 6 days before they discharged, because they said there was a blood infection. Very, very serious one. But you know God is good. At this time, imagine, I went to the hospital. We went, myself and my wife, somebody made a booba for us, and we went to the hospital. Then I said, if that had happened while we were at home, that would have been very bad. Because at this time, just me and my wife were home. The family that we were living with, they've traveled to Ghana. So I got a house over there. We became landlords over there. Because the family left us. So the two of us were there. So if this problem happened while we were there alone, that would have been very bad. Because the brother that was close to us that we could have fallen on was 45 minutes away. Drive. So you can't beat God. He's always there. A very present help in time of need. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So after discharge from the hospital, we came home. I was just trying to breathe. I realized I could not even walk again. I could not lift my feet like this. I could not do it. I was not able to walk. What is happening? We have to go back to the hospital. The doctor said, the nerves have been affected. So, they have to get me the walker to be walking in pace. At a point when I sit down, like Baba is sitting down, I could not get up. They have to pull me out of it. When I lie down, I can't do anything. They have to, when I want to get, they have to pull me. If I lie down, I was just lying down like this. I could not turn to this side, I could not turn to that side. But there was one thing I keep saying. This also shall pass. This also shall pass. And remember, whatever you are going through, it will pass. Because whatever has a beginning has an end. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. So as you see me here, it's just the prayers of the saints. At a point after I've stayed about almost getting to 6 months in the U.S., I said, no, I got to travel out to Canada. At least so that when I'm coming, they will stamp the passport again. Now I said, no, let us go for renewal. Yes. I said, no, I don't want to do that. I just want to, because before this paper went, let me just travel out. At the point, I said, okay, let me go to Jamaica. I called the brothers. I said, I want to come just to stay a little and then come back. But God knew all about it. If I had gone, it would have been very bad. Because just then, I went into this crisis that I could not do nothing. But God is good. He's so good. He's alive. He's watchful. He orders our steps. And he guides us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. By his grace, I that could not walk before, now not just walking, I can be running. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Listen, if I sit in the car, I have to back sit down. And they have to lift my leg, my wife or any brother there, they have to raise it to put it in the car. If the car is heavy truck, they have to hook me almost like this to put me there. But by his grace, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am here by his grace. Hallelujah. So God is there. God is alive. And as Brother Abraham told us, until God has finished his rest, nothing can take us out of it. Nothing means nothing. Hallelujah. Then one thing that I will say before, let's go. They said, when I was leaving Ghana to go to the U.S., I met a doctor who was treating me. He said, no, they can do the surgery in Ghana, you know. You don't have to go to America, here and there. And he said, you know, sometimes people go to America or Europe and overseas and they do the surgery. When they come back, the rest of their life, they'll be wearing pampers. I said, okay, but where I gotta go. So, after wearing the catheter for 9 months, when the doctor was to take it out, he said, you have to wear pampers. He said, yeah, because you wear this thing for 9 months. So, the system is gotten used to that. But then he said, But it will stop. And I believe it. So for throwing, I begin to wear pampers. I became a big baby boy. And I remember what the doctor said. But by the grace of Almighty God. I said by the grace of Almighty God. I said by His grace. Hallelujah. I'm not wearing pampers. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God is good. And He's mindful. So let not your heart fail. Don't be afraid. He that has called us, He will see us through. What are we saying here? May God sweeten your waters of man. Before I travel to the U.S., I have to go to church. They say, no, you have to stay home. No. I'll go to church. He said, I could not see that, but I will lie down. Because I like to realities. If I'm there, I can shake hands. No. I'll go to church. So it's good to go to church. Amen. May God help us. I realize this new system that we are in, an online system, shadow system. So because of that, people don't like to go to church. But I like to go to church because Bible says, don't forsake the assembly of yourselves together. If you travel out and there is a church with thee, why don't you go to church? Why don't you go to church? Go to church. Amen. The amen is not coming, but that's okay. Whether it comes or not, I'm just telling you the truth. Hallelujah. May God help us. Keep trusting, keep believing. For God is faithful. You know, we could have lived without sickness, without any disease, without any problem. Right? But God has a purpose for it. That's why I am the Lord that healeth all thy diseases. Because there must be a disease. Listen, God could have kept us from falling. Our first mother and father, God could have kept them from falling. But because God has a plan, and He has a purpose, and He has attribute in Himself to be a Savior, to be a Father, to be a healer, to be a deliverer, He allowed that fall to come. And remember, He was not outwitted by the enemy. No. He knew what it would be, and He was prepared for it. So nobody can surprise God. There is no situation, there is no condition. Satan cannot outwit God. He cannot surprise God. Your God is Almighty. He is the Ancient of Days, the one that knows all things, and is mindful of every one of His children. And so remember this, He will sit in that water of Mara. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Brother Branham said, when the children of Israel left Egypt, after they stayed in Egypt for over 400 years, the time came, God came down, and God said, I have seen, I have heard, I have come down to deliver my people. Hallelujah. I have heard, I have seen your afflictions, I've heard your cry, I have come, I have remembered my promise, my covenant with Abraham, and I have come down to deliver. When God comes down to deliver, who can stop God? Who is that sinful person that can stop Almighty God from delivering you? Oh, hallelujah. The devil will not have wanted to come out. But God, by His own power, took you out. He is the Savior. He is the healer. He is the deliverer. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the Almighty God. And no power can hold Him back. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. God told Moses, I want you to pass the way of the Red Sea. I want you to pass here. And listen. And Pharaoh will thought that you are stranded. And they will come after you. And I will give him the knockout over there. When God started work, he will complete it all. When God started work, he will complete it. Whatever work he has started in your life, he will complete it. Listen, you have challenges, you have trials, you have difficulties, but I'm saying to you, when God starts that work, God will finish it. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I want you to remember this. When they were leaving Egypt, the Bible says, God led them by the pillar of fire. By day, in the cloud, by night, in the pillar of fire. So it was not Moses that chose the path. It was God that chose the path. Hallelujah. And so our path has been chosen by God. He knows all about it. He knows the trials. He said, Pharaoh will meet you. When he was telling them to pass, he knew they would have challenges on the way. He knew there would be a Red Sea there. He knew there would be difficulties there. He knew there would be tested there. He knew they would have a need. He knew all, and he was prepared for it. He prepared for the journey before they started the journey. Hallelujah. And he was ready for any challenge on the way. And I say he's ready for any challenge today. He's more than able because he's the mighty conqueror. Hallelujah. Praise be to our God. God led them by the pillar of fire. To the Red Sea, to the trouble, to the difficulties, to the trials, where there was no water, where they were thirsty, where there was problem, they were led by the pillar of fire. So, hey, don't come to a place to think that when you become a Christian, your problems are over. No. There's no more trial, there's no more challenges. No. There'll be trials, there'll be challenges, there'll be difficulties. But I want to say to you, your God will see you through. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When the children of Israel came out of the land of Egypt, they followed God's path. He led up to the Red Sea. Strange. That God will lead his path up that way. But it is his path went right through the Red Sea. Huh? He went right up to the wilderness into the spring of Mara, bitter water. Isn't it strange that God will lead his children through bitter waters? Huh? Isn't it strange that God will lead his children through bitter waters to bitter waters? And not only that, he made them to taste it. He could have sweetened it before, but he didn't do it. He wanted them to taste it. Oh, some through the waters. Some through the flood, some through great troubles, some through temptation, but all through the blood. Hallelujah. And you wonder, why all this? There are many things that we wonder. There are many things we want to find answers to. What is this? We have so many questions. Why is this? And so, if there is God, why is this? Why there is this? And someone will say, well, why did even God create the devil? Why do you know what the devil will do? Why did God create the devil? Yes, he did it because he's God. And nobody can question him. And nobody can tell him what to do. Because he is God. Hallelujah. And he's in control of everything. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. The brother said, why do we come to these troubles? What makes these things come? Why should Christians ever be perplexed? Why wouldn't everything just run perfect for a Christian? everything just run perfect for Christians. You might be here, and then you believe the Lord. And so I fast and pray, and I've been faithful to the church, and I've been faithful to God, and I've been saved. I love the Lord. Yes, I love the Lord. You love the Lord. We love the Lord. But our God is sovereign. The prophet said on two-third Christian, we think, if God loved me, why this and why that? But he said, was not Esau Jacob's brother? Yes, but God said, Jacob, I love Esau, I hate. And sometimes they think that the love of God means no suffering. Huh? But that's not the love of God. The love of God means trials. And Brother Branham said, the Brother Branham said, if you have a trial, you find favor with God. He said, if you have a trial, that means God has confidence in you. And he says, if you have a trial, oh, God has confidence in you. And God knows that you will stand the test. Hallelujah. God knows you will stand the test. Whatever trial, whatever difficulties, whatever challenges you are saying, God said you will stand it. Tell the devil who will stand it. Tell the devil who will make it. Yes, God said you will make it. And when God said you will make it, you will make it. No matter what you have to do, no matter what you have to go through, you will make it. Because Jehovah God has decreed. And when God decrees a thing, it shall be established. Who is that sinful man? Who is that lying devil? Who will say no when God says yes? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody give a clap of it to Jesus. Yes, sir. That is the God we are serving. Yes, sir. Our God is alive. Our God is real. In the same yesterday, today, and forever, he is mindful of us. And listen, when the Bible says God is mindful of us, that means his mind is full of you. God's mind is full of you. That he thinks about you. Late at night, every hour, every minute, his mind is full of you. You are the one that occupies his mind. You are the one that is in his thought. And all that God is looking for, what am I going to do for him? What am I going to do for him? What am I going to do here? Like the prophet said, the scripture said, when there was a council meeting in God, in heaven, God said, what am I going to do for the word of Elijah to come to pass? Elijah prophesied. Elijah said, dogs will eat this man. They will lick his blood. Ooh, who will I get to go and deceive him for me? So that the word of Elijah will come to pass. God, his word will come to pass. He can use anybody to fulfill his word. Amen. Okay. Why do we come to these troubles? What makes these things come? Why should Christians ever be perplexed? Why wouldn't everything just run perfect for a Christian? But it doesn't. And we know it. Things don't go perfect. Things don't run smooth. Huh? Listen to what the prophet said. Woo! It said, and sometimes we have more troubles when we become a Christian than we do when we were sinners. Because it is written, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers it from all. May God deliver you. May God strengthen you. May God give grace. Remember, the Bible says God delivers it from all. The Bible says so. So believe it, that God will deliver you from all. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Brother Bernard said, strange feelings and straight face that's beyond our understanding. But it's all that for our good. But it's all that. I said, but it's all that. Straight face, straight feelings, things that beyond our understanding. But it's always that for our good. Just can't understand it. Because if we did, then it would not be a fake to us. We'll go on with an understanding. But we do it, and we have it, and we believe by faith his word that he's going to work some good thing for us. Hey, hallelujah. So remember, whatever you might be going through, is going to work some good thing for you. The prophet of God said, the Christian life, if one is not absolutely centered on the scripture, he said, it seems that the Christian life holds a lot of disappointments. He said, it seems that the Christian life holds a lot of disappointments if one is not absolutely based on the word of the Lord. He said, but those disappointments are God's divine will happening to us. He said, it might not look like that, but they are. Amen. It might not look like that. Why should a Christian suffer? Why should this and that? Why should this and that? You know what? Everyone that go to school before, we all went to school. Me, I didn't go much, but some of you went very much. Teacher Moses. Did I hear Moses? Oh, Teacher Moses. Hallelujah. These are old timers, man. Praise the Lord. Good to see you, brother. Hallelujah. How great is our God. Now listen. When you go to school, we all went to school. Whether you went small, you went big. It's school. What am I trying to say? There's a time when you go to school, the teacher will be teaching us, instructing us, do this, do this, do this. Abi? At that point, the teacher don't speak again. Teacher don't speak throughout, but at that point, teacher don't speak again. One, when there is test. When it is test, teacher don't speak. When it is test, teacher is quiet. When it is test, the teacher's face is stern. The teacher that was laughing and smiling with you, at that point, no. Say, hey. In the test, you cannot say, sir, I got a question. Shh, keep quiet. The teacher don't speak again because you are being tested. And when God is testing you, everything seems to be quiet. Oh, you said, can you please, teacher, can you please explain this? No. Explanation time is over. Please, is there any clarification? No clarification. Why? It is a test. God don't explain things to us. When God is testing you, when God came allowed Job to be tested, God didn't explain it to him. God told Satan, have you considered my servant Job that there is no like him? A man that feareth God, that ensueth evil, a righteous man. Did God explain to him? Explanations come after the test. So if you might be looking around and you say, God is quiet. I don't know why I've been fasting, praying. I don't hear anything. You have been tested. When God told Abraham, take your son that you love, your only soul, you begot the one that you love, and go and sacrifice him for me. God didn't explain it to him. Take your soul that you love and go and sacrifice him. God didn't explain. God didn't tell him, told him, or tell him, I'm testing you. God didn't tell him. He didn't tell Job, I'm testing you.
No, he didn't tell him. Am I? So God don't explain anything to anybody. He reveals when he has to reveal it. Are we together? But what are we saying this morning? That same God will turn your bitter water to sweet water. Amen. Job went through trials, and then he says, if I know where he is, I will go and knock at his door, and I will ask him, and I will talk to him, and God was quiet. And his friends came, and they were accusing him, and they were saying this and this, and they were saying this, and God was quiet. Because he was being tested. And the Bible says the trial of our faith is more precious than gold that is tried in fire. So you might be going through your trial today. You might be going through your disappointment today. You might be going through your pain today. But I'm saying this morning to you, it will take that water, that bitter water, to sweetness again. And that trial, that difficulties will be your testimony. So what are we saying? Don't give up. Be encouraged. Keep pressing on. Keep learning the law. Keep being loyal. Keep being truthful. Because at the end of it, the bitter water will be made sweet. Amen. We want to understand. We are not asked to understand, we are asked to believe. To know that God is in control. God is in control. Nothing can happen to any one of us accidentally. He brought me here for a purpose. He brought you here for a purpose. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Nothing will go wrong with what God has supposed to do for you in your life. Nothing will go wrong. He will see to it. He will see to it. Amen. So even when you give up, he doesn't give up. When you think, he doesn't give up. Hallelujah. Because I'm watching over my word. I will perform it. I will see to it. I will bring it to pass. He doesn't even look at it. He's looking at his own way. This is what I promised. This is what I purpose to do. Hallelujah. That is why when even Abraham told them, he said, Sarah, tell the people that I am not your husband. Tell them I am your brother. Sarah said, yes, he's my brother. Maybe the man, are you sure this man is? He said, yo, it's my brother. Your brother you are following. He said, you will not marry. It's my brother. Abimelech like Sarah. God came down. He said, what? Who is that woman there? Oh, the new girl I just saw. Eh? That woman there is that man's wife. Oh, no. No. And the man even told me, that's his sister. Even the sister confirmed it. I don't care what they confirm to you. I don't care what they say. I am telling you this. Send that woman back immediately. If not, your family is condemned. I put a plague on you. I said, but the man, God said, listen. He said, God, you know the identity of my hand. I said, yes. That's why I've kept you from touching that man. That's why I've kept you from touching that woman. Why? There is a promise. There is a covenant. There is a promise that God has gave. And God saw to it that nobody, even in their wickedness, God saw to it that his word stood. May God give grace that the word of God will stand in your life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. Somebody give a clap of it to our master. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. How great is our God? How excellent is our God? To whom shall we compare him? He's the Almighty. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life. He's the Alpha. He's the Omega. He's the beginning. He's the ending. He's the resurrection. The lily of the valley. The rose of Sharon. The bright and the morning star. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we are serving. What are we saying? May God sweeten your waters of my life. You may not understand all things, but just believe it. Look at Joseph. He never understood why his two brothers were selling him. He never understood. Just told them, I had a dream here. And then I dreamt this. Papa, I dreamt this and dreamed that. His mother said, what this kind of dream? Okay. So you mean we are going to serve you or what? No, Joseph didn't mean that. God meant it. And when Papa puts something, nobody can change it. You cannot change it. You cannot undo what God has done. No demon, no witch, no wizard, no devil, no power, no hell can undo what God has done. What God has purposed, God will see to it. Hallelujah. Tell somebody God will see to what he has purposed. Sister, don't worry. Brother, don't worry. God will see to it. Oh, yes. No matter how many powers, no matter how many powers, no matter how many diseases, no matter how many complications, no matter what and what and what, God will see us through. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. May God sweeten your waters of matter. Glory. Joseph, he had dream. He told his father, he told his brothers, had a family devotion. Said, oh, praise God, I got something I want to share. Said, what was that? I said, I dreamt that we all went out to the woods to, you know, gather from sheaves and then, to my surprise, I saw you, all of you, my brothers, I saw you all, came and stood me before my own. Oh, really? It didn't go well with them. After the service, they went and they gossiped. Did you hear what he said? They went to talk about it. Another day, after the verse, praise God, I got another dream today. What's your dream? He said, today, I dreamed the sun and the moon and the 11 stars. And they all came and stood by before me. After the service, instead of them to go and meditate it, they begin to quit. What does that boy think of himself? Does he mean that? He didn't say that we are not to serve him. What does it mean? You can't change what God has purpose. You can't change it. And nobody can change it. So, why do you worry? Why are you afraid? Why are you troubled? When we are here for a purpose, when he brought me here for a purpose, when he saved me for a purpose, nobody can change it. If you want to try, you can try. Many have tried, they failed. Try, you also fail. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. I know you think I'm crazy, but that's okay. I'm glad that it's just your thinking. But I want you to know if I'm crazy, I'm crazy for Jesus. And I want you to know that the only way we can serve God is to lose your mind. If you don't lose your mind, you can never serve God. Lose your mind and get the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ believes the word. The mind of Christ submits to the word of God. So lose your mind. Lose your thinking, your ideas, and your education, and whatever you think, and get the mind of Christ. For the Bible says, let this mind, which was in Christ, be you. That's what Paul said. The way that people call heresy, that's the way we worship the God of our fathers. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God.
Listen, the Bible said
his brothers, they hated him more. They go sit down. They begin to plan. How are we going to?
Hey, you small boy like that, what are you saying?
It was not, he's saying it to Jehovah proposed it. Hallelujah. But the Bible says something that Jacob observed it. Their father observed it. You see the difference between the carnal believer and the spiritual man. Jacob observed it.
This boy, I have to watch him now.
While others are jealous and fighting and may God be merciful to us. May God be merciful. If you have such a thought, spirit of jealousy and the pride in you, and you don't want any good thing for anybody, it might be you or nobody, may God deliver you from that spirit. Amen. I say amen. Nothing good should not be. Nobody should pass you. Nobody should pass you.
Wait, we all pass you.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. You don't want us to pass. Wait and see. We have been foreordained. We have been predestinated. We have been chosen to overtake our enemies. To overtake our enemies. To possess the gate of our enemies. If you make yourself an enemy to God's people, to God's word, we will possess you. We will overcome you. We will defeat you. We will conquer you. We will tread on you. We will tread on you. Because we are the chosen of the Lord. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. I say hallelujah. We are marching over to Jerusalem. Nothing can stop us. This church cannot be stopped. This last day bride cannot be stopped. Brother Branham said it is an invisible army. An army that cannot be defeated. Amen. We are the ones. All the ages, they have been waiting for us. They are looking for this age. We have a great support over there. That is telling, press on, press on, move forward. How can you stop us? Unstoppable. Hallelujah. Jacob, their father observed it. When Jesus was with his disciples and he saw the fig tree, he said, no man ever eat from you. Those true believers, Peter, they observed it. They mark it. When they came back, said, ah, Master, the tree that you cursed is dead.
Yes.
They mark it. Mark the word. Mark the word. Watch the word. For faithful is he that has called us. He will do it. He's watching over his word. He will perform it. Mark the word. Don't just be coming and going after church. You forgot everything. You don't remember anything. When trials are coming, when challenges are coming, you don't remember nothing. What do we come to church for? Hallelujah. Mark it. Watch it.
Amen.
Wait and see, like I said. Cash him out. Yes, sir. That's my word. Wait and see.
Amen. I guess your universe I keep in my pocket.
Amen. Hallelujah. So 7 years away has not taken everything from me. Are we there? Are we together?
These people, they have conceived something in their heart. Against Joseph. And what you conceive, you will bring forth.
The opportunity. Jacob sent Joseph. Go and see how your brothers are doing. He says, I say, here comes that dreamer. Today, we'll see what will become of his dream. Because they have been looking for the opportunity to do it. But poor them, poor you. You don't know the plan of God. They didn't know the plan of God. They didn't know that they were working right in the hands of God. They didn't know that somebody controls everything. They didn't know that the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. They didn't know that God has already selected the path. They didn't know that God saw it already. And God knew it to be that way. And God allowed it to be that way. Because God's word will be fulfilled. Hallelujah. And they took him. He can't dream. They stripped him off. Took his clothes for him. Torn, tear it. Kill animal. Put the blood in it. And God was watching. Put him in a pit, a hole. And God was watching. God was laughing. They didn't know. My word is being written. My program is being drawn. Yeah, they didn't know. My Joseph is coming. The real Joseph is coming. His brothers will do the same to him. When I'm made flesh. Yeah. So they didn't know. Oh, poor you. They took his clothes back home. They showed to daddy. They go home, hypocrites. Hey, Joseph, daddy, where is Joseph? Where is Joseph? Hypocrites. May God be merciful. Do you know we pretend a lot? There are many of us, we pretend a lot. Some of us pretend to be spiritual, sound. Spirituality is not like this. He's not reciting quotes here and there. No, that's not spirituality. Apostle Paul said, if any man think himself to be prophet or to be spiritual, let him acknowledge that what I am saying are God's commandment. Spirituality is to accept the word of God. Spirituality is to accept, come under the word of God. Spirituality is to say, I'm wrong, God is right, the word is right. Brother Brown said, faith will always acknowledge the word to be true. Amen. They took Jacob's clothes. Daddy, see whether this is Jacob's clothes. We saw it all. When sometimes you want to ask pastor questions, you already have your mind. Yeah. You already have your own question, mind about it. Pastor, so what about this and that? Boy, don't be a hypocrite. God have mercy upon us. So that we'll be dealing with ourselves in sincerity. Not to your wife, be playing canny-canny, or your husband canny-canny. Dicking canny-canny here and there. Amen. Even if you don't say amen, it's amen. Amen. They will say, oh, this brother, that's why he has not been coming for long. Oh, yeah. They say my visa has been renewed. So I can come anytime. Oh, yes. You say, now I know the brother is crazy. Yeah, that's fine. I'm good. Amen. Hallelujah. They come into the father. Is that Joseph's clothes? Don't you know? So what the question you are asking? When you are part of it, when you plan it, when you plan it, when he asked this, I will do this. When he said, when you plan it, God be merciful to us. Pastor, is it right for us to be kissing? So after you don't know that it's wrong to kiss opposite sex. If you are home, he said he's going to marry me. He wants to know if you can kiss. You can kiss? Prophet said, let no man kiss you until the veil is raised from your face. I want you to remember that the message has not changed. The word has not changed. No matter what we'll be doing in any place, any part, God's word has not changed. Amen. Amen. Oh, these other people, they dress like this. I don't care how anybody dress. Don't dress that skin tight cloth you are wearing. If the cloth is long and it's tight on you like a snake, you better pull it out. You can say amen, but that's okay. Oh, it's a long dress. Long dress, your chest is out. Why don't you cut it and place it on your top? Amen. Some of you young people, your parents keep talking to you, and you continue dressing the way you are dressing. Continue wearing skin tight clothing, all kinds of hairdos and hairstyles. You don't pray, you don't read the word. That's why when they try to speak to you correctly, you get annoyed. You get offended. I will leave the church. Leave and go. If you leave, somebody will take your place. Amen. The spirit of God to our age contains our issues. It's still there. It has not changed. It has not changed. Some of you with a light cuteness. Light one. Light so that nobody. Who are you fooling? Who are you deceiving? God is not a man. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he reap. And some of the beautiful part is that some of us grown ups, we tend to follow the little ones. I know you don't like that, but that's just. I'm not here to say what you like. I'm here to do what it needs me to do. In the light of the review word. Amen. I hope you are not regretting for me coming. Even if you regret, I'm here. Amen. This whole day is for me. I'm coming back in the afternoon. The word has not changed. The message has not changed. Hallelujah. I know when it comes to this, but the amens are very low. Listen, to me, I go to pray whether I told people I preach the same. Whether somebody say amen, I mean the word of God. Hallelujah. They took their brother, they go to them. Jacob looked, he said, that's my sons. That's Joseph. Oh, daddy, don't cry. Daddy, hypocrites. God have mercy upon us. Who are we fooling? Who are you fooling? Who are you deceiving? Something that you go, he put, you say crack, and then you go back and laugh. Oh, don't worry. He go meet you in front. I say he go meet you in front. Just wait. Amen. Hey, you are not saying amen again. Listen, I'm not going to give anybody a chance here. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I was in the US preaching. I said, Sister Dozy. I said, hey, if you don't see, I will call your name. I will make somebody to wake you up. Thank God. After the service, this is, I said, oh, brother, thank God, the one who's it. I said, God bless, because you are the one that is first telling me that. He told others, I was the one sleeping. I was the one. And then some people will not greet for that. Yeah, I don't know, but I don't care. You can carry your greeting away. Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
They cry with their father. They cry. If Jacob was crying, they were crying with me. Papa, don't cry, Papa. God knows all about it. Oh, yes, God knows all about it. You will pay for it ahead. And God was laughing at us.
They don't know.
He knows all about it. Listen, our life journey has been pre-planned and pre-arranged by God. Nothing happens to us accidentally. God is in control. But remember this, remember this. If you yield your members for unrighteousness, you will be rewarded with that unrighteousness. You will pay for the unrighteousness. If you yield for righteousness, you will be rewarded for righteousness. For whatsoever a man soweth, that's how he reaps. So check what you are sowing. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Joseph didn't know what was happening, but somebody knew about it. How he went to Potiphar's house, and things were settling down. Everything was in charge of Joseph. And then something came up again. He said, why you believe every day trouble following you? Trouble from your own brothers, your own family people. Now you come to another trouble. What is happening? Now he has been accused as a raper, attempted rape. Not only is to rape a general's wife.
I bet you.
I believe those soldiers must have beaten Joseph to speak the truth. Say, I don't do anything. What you are saying? You Hebrew man, come from your country. Now, so you want to live here? Many are the afflictions of the righteous. There are many things you might not understand. There are many things happening. Why it has to be that? That the sons are tempted and tried. We are often made to wonder why it should be that all the day long. Why there are others living about us, never molested, though in the wrong. But it is perfect. But the money will come. By and by. The money will come. Oh, yes. And we will understand. We will understand all about you. Sister, you will understand all about it. When the trials are over, when the war is over, you will understand that it was just a trial. Didn't God told Abraham, he said, now I know that you love more than us. I was just trying you. But now I know you're a real believer. Now I know. When the trial is over, oh, no wonder. Abraham, when he fought Melchizedek, he went and met and fought the king and Sodomites and whatever. When he came back, he met Melchizedek. Melchizedek served him wine and bread. He said, soldier, my faithful one, bless your heart. You're a real warrior. Hallelujah. Oh, one of these days, we'll meet King Melchizedek. Our Melchizedek, he will reward us. He will tell us, you'll be faithful in the little thing. Come into the joy of your Lord, which I can prepare for you since the foundation of the world. Oh, would you want to meet Melchizedek at the end of the journey? Oh, the great one to serve you. the great one, Saint Abraham, the King of glory, Saint Abraham. Hallelujah. Oh, what a day it will be when our Jesus we shall see. Oh, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through that promised land. What a day it will be. What a wonderful day. There again, Joseph garment witness against him. They had his garment. Potiphar's wife said, ask him how I got his garment. Ask him. Ask this boy how he got my garment. I got it. And just looking at Joseph, abusing him. You. I don't blame you. I blame my husband who brought you into the house. You want to sleep with me? Hey, people can be terrible. People can lie. You really know that that's a spirit. If the spirit of lie is upon you, you need to be delivered. The devil can be telling Joseph, you see, holy. If this thing the woman tell you to can do, if you do it, you'll be free. You will not have been here. Every day message. That's why you are suffering. Too stiff, too this, too hard. See where it has put you. Many other afflictions of the righteous. Many are the afflictions. But God will deliver you. If you stay true to the word, if you hold on to that word, that same word that put you into trouble, that same word will take you out. They threw Joseph into jail. What is happening? My own brothers did this. Now look at this place. I've been there. I've been faithful. They themselves said since I came to the house, everything is. So what happened? And the devil said, what happened? When you refuse to go and live in faith, small fornication to you, you will commit small adultery. Hey, adultery is not small. Every sin that a man does is outside the body. When you fornicate adultery, it's against your body. When you destroy the temple, God will destroy you. Amen. If you are here, you have done it. Go and make confession. Yes, sir. Hey, it's shameful. I can't make confession. Hey, you either make it here or you are knocked out. Close the door over there. Yes? Young people, live a clean life. Live holy life. Young men and young women. I don't release another one. We hear you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yeah, now you know this boy is crazy. Fine. He didn't say anything to that. May God have mercy. Praise the Lord. Isn't God good? Let's give a clap of it to Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. There is none like our God. Among the gods, there is none like you. You are glorious in holiness. You are fearful in praises. The one that opened the waters. Great is Jehovah. Great must be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is wonderful. Here was Joseph in prison for nothing he has done. He has been accused falsely. It's good to be accused falsely. Bible says, can't you joy when men shall revile and speak falsely against you and treat you here and there falsely. But when you go do bad and they are condemn you, don't say God knows you. You deserve it. You deserve it. If they will throw you to jail,
Many years back, one young man came to me. He said he stole his father's money. And so that they want to put it to jail. I said, go, let them put it to jail. You want money from me? I said, no. Let them put it to jail. Go steal. Go pay for it. I'm going to give my money for that. No. Because I don't believe in that. If you do wrong, don't think I will stand behind you. When you have been taught. Go and learn sense in prison. Yeah, you can say this. Papa is a wicked man. Yes, okay. Hallelujah. Because people, when they are wrong, you want to correct them. They say you're a bad person. All these people say they are very wicked. Small thing, they want to excommunicate people. What did you do? Is it everybody is excommunicated? What did you do? They are speaking against me. For what? Speaking against you for what? The place is quiet. Hallelujah! Yes. What are we saying this morning? Be faithful. God will sweeten the waters of life. Yes. Joseph never understood it. Here was Joseph in prison. For what he has not done, he was in prison for that. Because he stood for the word of the Lord. He said, this thing you are talking, I can't do it. Cannot and I will not do it. I'm ready to suffer any consequence for that. If I have to go to jail, fine. But Jehovah knows the truth. My God knows the truth. My God will make a way. He knows what to do. I don't understand it. I cannot tell why. But He knows all about it. And I know the Lord will sweeten the waters. He will sweeten the waters of Mara. He was in jail. God was working. It was all pre-planned and arranged by Jehovah. While he was there for some time, he became a son leader, a minister in jail. Ministering there, he got converted. Yeah, in jail. His life influenced the prison. Until the prison officer. So that this brother is a different person. May our lives influence our neighbors. Your parents at the school, in the neighborhood, wherever you go, they took to that this man is a different person. This man is a different person. By his conversation, until the prison officer handed over to him, there be the boss here. Be the officer. He was a pastor there. Was a minister there. Listen, God selected that path. Why he has to pass through all? Character is never made without suffering. His character was being molded because of what God asked for him. And God will mold our character. Because with that character, we cannot reign with Christ. Power with that character is satanic. So God wants us to be molded, our character to be molded, so that we can share the throne with Christ. Because the Bible says, He, though He was God, yet led in obedience by the thing that He suffered. His character was made through suffering. Hallelujah. May God help us. God was working, He caused something to happen. Pharaoh was annoyed with two servants of his. Threw them to jail. For what? Because of Joseph. Those men went to jail because of Joseph. God will do anything. When God promised, He will go any length. He will do anything. Hey, hallelujah. If people have to die, people will die. If there has to be war, there will be war. To bring His children out. Whatever God wants to do, He will do it. Yes. He is the Almighty God. What did Brother Branham say? When Hitler and the Mussolinis, they rose up, killing the Jews, want to get rid of them, want to get rid of them. The prophet of God said, it was the tender hand of Jehovah.
to force them, to drive them to go back to Palestine. We want to go to Palestine. After we want to go to Palestine. Want to go to Palestine. Want to go to Palestine. Last year, October, when this Hamas people invaded them. Oh, when I heard the news on Sunday morning, I was going to preach. I was almost crying. How did it happen? Because everybody knows the security of Israel. Then I said to myself, this thing is not going to end now. It's going to fire now. But listen, this one thing, you know what caused this? At that time, Israel was fighting among themselves. They were arguing with themselves. They were accusing one another. The country was divided. So, in their unguarded moment, the enemy came in. Because they begin to accuse one another, fighting one another. May God help us. Because the enemy is always looking for a loophole to strike. Oh, husband. Oh, you said, no. You squeeze your face a little. Don't let the enemy come in. The Bible says, be hungry and say not. Let not the sun go down on your anger. Your wife did something. Your husband did something. We are human beings. Your mama, you are human beings. But don't let the sun go down on your anger. If the sun goes down, it becomes sin. Since 3 days, you and your wife know the talk. Why? You and your husband know the talk. Why? To open mouth to greet is a problem. And you are all here in church. And when you are in church, oh, honey, bitter. No talking. You should be ashamed of yourself. All right. Hallelujah. I'm glad. I will not stay long here. So I fire and go. Glory to God. What you have to do is to repent and strengthen your life. Who are you fooling? What are you pretending for? Why are you deceiving? Whatsoever man saw, that is what is what is going to repent. You should be ashamed and repent. Don't go back the same. If ye are willing and ye repent, you shall eat the fruit of the land. Here was Joseph in prison. He never understood it. Why? But God was working. When those two men came from the palace, they were there in the church. They joined the church. They're fine. Oh, yeah. Nice, nice. He was a comfort to the people. He was a comfort to the prisoners. He was speaking about God. Yeah. Because if you're a believer, you're a believer. Whatever is in you will come out. That's why they have trust in him. That's why they can bring their problem to him. That's why they can bring their worry to him. When they say, why are you sad? What's wrong with you? Oh, I had a dream. What's up? Don't worry. And this one was sad. What's your dream? I dreamt this. Is that what you are sad for? Your dream shows that 3 days you'll be out of prison. In 3 days, the king will call you back. You'll be restored back. Really? How? If it happened, I will talk about you everywhere. Then the other one says, me too, I had a dream. What's your dream? Oh, sorry, brother. Sorry. But your dream, 3 days, your head will be cut off. Why? I don't know, but that's the dream. So that when the word of God comes, it slays us. True for talk. 3 days. It happened. Joseph has not been able to interpret his own dream. They said, "Fix and heal yourself." But Abraham said, "The gift is not for me. The gift is for others. A gift is to get yourself out of the way." Joseph would have stayed sad and moody here and there. No. But he was serving the Lord. He was serving the people around him. One day, it will be well. One day, it will be well. And God was sweeping that waters of man. He got out of prison. He forgot Joseph. But what will he have done? What will man do? You think he will make a mistake and go and talk about somebody to the king? He will not make that mistake. Because if you make a mistake, they will throw you back to jail again. So, even if that thought came to him, but God knows what to do. I said, God knows what to do. I said, God knows what to do. I said, God is mindful. I said, God is working. I said, God is mindful. He has not forgotten you. He has not forgotten Joseph. He said, wait. Joseph, wait. I will do it. And then he caused Pharaoh to dream. And that was a nightmare. The dream that, you might be looking around. He was horrified. He went from a panty. Because to see fatty animals, cows, swallowed by tiny creatures. I never seen this thing before. And it was double dream. He was sad. He wanted an interpretation. Somebody to tell him. When he said, if people don't tell me this, I will kill people today. People will die. You throw it, you'll be eating for nothing. If you don't interpret this thing for me, people will die. Hey, you have your dream. Why? Then somebody remembered. He said, I've remembered this day. If you have not put that faith there, but God knows what to do. Hey, he knows what to do. He's working. Don't think he's dead. Don't think he doesn't hear. Don't think he doesn't care. He's mindful. He cares. He will work it out. He will bring you out. He will sweeten the waters. The waters of manna, he will sweeten for you. I remember when I was in jail. Sorry. The time my Lord was annoyed with me. And they threw me to jail. Sir, when I was in jail, I met a boy there, an Hebrew man, sir. Please don't be annoyed with me again. I had a dream, and my other friend too had a dream. But that man told us our dream. He told me that 3 days you will call me back. And then he told the other man that 3 days you catch it. It happened exactly. I think that man get a gift. Really? Say yes. He said, he's still there. What? God kept him busy. Because God has something for him. God has a plan for him. God has a plan for your life. Oh my, why all my pains? Why all my affliction? Why all the disappointment? Why is it that everybody has forgotten me? Why is it that nobody cares for me? Why is it that nobody is thinking about me? There is somebody thinking about you. There is somebody thinking about you. Your God is thinking about you. Your Savior is thinking about you. Your Redeemer is thinking about you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go and bring that man. Exactly where God wanted to be. God was leading. God was working. Hallelujah. May God sweeten your waters of man. From prison to the throne. To the right hand of Pharaoh. From prison to the right hand of Pharaoh. Who would have thought it? When everybody has forgotten it. His brothers have forgotten. They've forgotten Joseph. But Pharaoh had that dream because of Joseph. Pharaoh had that dream because of Joseph. And God to interpret, but Joseph has to interpret it. Then they will not call anybody, but Joseph will be called. God makes things to happen. That is the same God we are serving today. That is the same God we are working today. That is the God of Abraham. That's the God we are serving today. That is the living God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And listen, when God does something, listen, it doesn't bring bitterness. It brings love. When Joseph's brothers came, Joseph was not bitter. He told them, you meant evil. God meant good. You want to destroy me? But that's not what God's plan. He said, God sent me ahead. But talk about the journey that he went through. Such an experience that he went through. Beating, disgrace, insult, abuse. But God was with me. May God sweeten your waters of life. Do you know the dream of Joseph? Do you know God is still working on it today? Do you know God is still working on that? What Joseph has to reveal himself because of Benjamin. And today, there is a Benjamin group there. And the amazing thing is that while this fight is going on, do you know that people are still going back to Israel? Children of Israel, Israelis, different part of the world, they are going back. When people will be running out for them, they are going. Oh, my goodness. When the trouble started and they call for reserves, Israelis all over the world. Soldiers all over the world. They move to Israel, they are going back. When there was trouble, people will run away. Americans will be running away. So, but not Israel. When they said there was trouble, they call for reserves all over. And in India, hundreds and thousands going back to the homeland. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May God be with us. Don't be afraid. Stand for the word of the Lord. It shall be light about the evening time. May God sweeten your waters of Joseph. God sweeten the waters of Joseph. When his brothers came to buy food, God, there was no food in any part of the world except in Egypt. And God made that they made Joseph the boss, the sales manager, the controller. Whoever you are, you have to meet him. Oh my God. When they said Joseph is coming, everybody will bow. Even Potiphar and his wife, they bow. How they would have regretted this? This word I was sent to prison, now we are bow, we bow for him. No matter who you are, when they said Joseph is coming, Joseph is coming. Potiphar and his wife, they were regretting. If I'm not told lie about this one, that lie stayed with her. That lie tormented her. Yes? She will go and answer that day. Hallelujah. Don't worry. God will take care of it. God will fight your battles for us. God will make a way for you. God is alive. They never knew. She never knew that the lie that she was telling about Joseph will make him to get to the right hand of Pharaoh. That lie she thought will make her to bow. And Joseph's brothers came. There was no food. And the Bible said, and Joseph recognized him. And Joseph remembered his dream. He said, huh? What? These are my brothers. And the dream came back. May your dream come back. These are my brothers. And they begin to think about the dreams. How you saw them. Listen. The vision is for an appointed time. At the end, it will speak. It will not fail. It will come to pass. You don't fight for God. You don't fight for God. God fight for himself. Oh, hallelujah. May God sit in your bed. Amen. Listen. God has to make Joseph to pass through all that. You will never appreciate the day
unless there is night. So God allows it. He could keep you from being sick. He could do everything for us. When we go up there, in the millennium, nobody will be sick there. Brother Russell, we don't need divine healing in the millennium because we are not going to be sick there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. There will be no old age. We are going to be changed. We'll spend eternity with Jesus, our Lord. So don't worry. These things are just temporary. He brought them from Egypt. I beg, don't forget. We easily forget. These people that were crying for water, they forgot that the Red Sea opened. They walked on dry land. Immediately they had trouble, they begin to complain. I don't see anything in the church.
Oh, you don't see anything
in the church because there is nothing in you.
If you don't get eye, how will you see? They have eyes, they will not see. That's why you don't see anything.
Because God is working every day. God is moving every day.
What good will I do to a blind person?
Hallelujah. May God sweeten your waters.
When they came to Mara, hey, no water. Moses, what are we going to drink? This is kata kata in the church. Yes, there. All this thing. Is it not what we told you?
What did you tell him?
Yeah, we told you that. Leave this alone.
How can you lie like that? Were you the one that followed me shouting, Moses? God could have sweetened the water before they drink it. But in the minute to do,
what are these pastors? What are these pastors? Oh, false prophet. Oh, the liar. Oh!
Don't forget yourself. This man in ministry has brought you this far.
This ministry has brought you this far.
Don't forget yourself.
When you have a trial, you have a challenge. I don't know the pastor said, I don't know whether he has power again. I don't know. God don't hear his prayer. It's small thing we say.
The ministers have said. That's why God is not. That's why there is sickness in the church. That's why there is this.
You remember what you were saying the other day?
You remember what you and your husband were talking before?
You remember who you were trying to blame before?
God be merciful.
I said, God be merciful. Moses!
And they just passed through the Red Sea.
Supernatural opening.
And the Bible says they walk on dry ground.
Dry.
And they just came out of that. And there was no water. And they were crying.
Why all this? I don't understand this message. Every day this one. And this is.
You will not understand it all. You just have to believe it.
God made them to taste that water. And after tasting the water,
what did God do?
Moses, let me close. Now when they were there, and the waters were bitter, and they couldn't drink, God provided a way. A little old tree swinging there on the bank.
Moses just cut it down and threw it into the water.
Change the offering. Good, sweet water. Now when you come up against one of your bitter waters or something another like that, there is a tree tonight, spiritually speaking, hanging over Golgotha or the world. Tonight, that will sweeten any bitter waters that you may be led by. That's right. The Calvary was sitting in the experience. Many a times, we get into hard places and wonder how. So I set my eyes sometimes and think, yonder on Golgotha, where my Redeemer bled and died for my life, then my trial seems so little. I just throw aside and walk on. It makes it sweet. It sweetens every experience I ever had. He always sweetens it when I come to my waters of Marah. May God sweeten your waters of Marah. May God be with us. The God that sweetened the waters over there, may He sweeten your waters too. Whatever you might be going through, whatever the difficulties, remember, just a little while and it will be over. Keep believing, keep trusting the Lord. We have a promise, the money is coming. One of these days, the money will break eternal bright and fair. We'll be changed. Old age will be gone. Gray hair will be gone. Back ache will be gone. Knee ache will be gone. Everything will be gone. We have a new body over there. May God sweeten your waters as well. May God keep us. And listen, the Bible says just after that, 12 palm trees, 70 words, 12 words, 70 palm trees, there was water. They stay right there. They can come. After they were complaining here, the next thing was water. So sometimes you are complaining, the next thing is water. God, there was water already there. Listen, God is leading the church. Let's give total obedience to the word of the Lord. Stop reasoning. Just believe. May God be with us. May God sweeten that waters of mine. Yes, sir. May your water be sweetened. Yeah, you might go through trials and difficulties, but I say to you, He will sweeten the waters of mine. It will just be a testimony. As I stand here, it's all by grace that I'm standing here. People had dreams. They saw my wife in black. They saw this and that. Oh, my goodness. Yes, I said yes. It could have been true. It could have been true. But your prayer changed it. Your prayer changed it. May God sweeten our waters. Enrich your experience. Hallelujah. God bless you. Tell somebody, God will sweeten your waters. Hallelujah. Ọlọ́run ìwà àwa nílò, Ọlọ́run ìfẹ́ àwa jùgbà, Ọlọ́run ìfẹ́
our heads. Fear not, little flock. He goeth ahead. Your shepherd selected the path you must tread. The waters of Marah he will sweeten for thee. He drank all the bitter in Gethsemane. Only believe. Fear not, little flock. Ye go ahead. Your shepherd selected the path ye must tread. Through the waters of Marah, he will sweet for thee, because he drank all the bitter eagles. Say, holy belief, holy belief. Them that believe. Nothing means nothing. Then our problem, our bodies, our trials, our temptations, the storms of life, and everything that we have as individuals, as family, as group of believers, they are under that nothing. To them that believe, nothing shall be impossible. So if that is the word of the Almighty God, which is what will never return unto me void, but shall accomplish that which he pleased, and prosper in the thing whereunto he has sent it, the word will slay the enemy, and the word of God will defeat Satan anytime, anywhere, under any circumstances. We believe. The word has shined light in every area to let us know that the things that we go through, they are not special. They are not outstanding. They are not new. They are very little, but there is a purpose for them. And when God's purpose for each is accomplished, then we shall see the glory of God. If you want to be, just remember the prayer at this time. We have many at the altar. If you are on your seat, just lift up your hand if you have a request at this time. The main request we have is God, help our unbelief. Because once we believe his word, everything is solved. The battle is won, is conquered, is finished. Just if you believe what he has said. Gracious eternal Father, we thank you very much for your mercy unto us. We are so grateful that we have you as our Father. We are happy and we are satisfied that we are your children. There is no God like you in all the universe. You are the only God that there is. There are several religions, but all of them are dead because they come from dead sources. And they remain dead. But our own God is alive. And is alive forevermore. We know you love us. We know you care for us. We know you have us in your mind. Just as the preacher have said, that you are mindful of us, means that it is our case that fill your mind. We are grateful to you. We thank you very much. Dear God, we want to ask at this hour, if there have been complaints, if there have been murmurings, as in source of Lord torture that we go through sometimes and lack of understanding of what is going on, forgive our sins, Heavenly Father. For your prophet said that murmuring and complaint, it weakened the faith. He said this same thing is the one that cut off the blessing of the Israelites when they were murmuring and complaining. Dear Jesus, forgive our sins. Sins of commission or omission, may you forgive us, Father, and may all of them come under your blood. Righteous eternal Father, now that your word has shined the light on all these areas, Lord, to remind us that everything that we pass through is for the purpose. And whatever has a beginning also has an end. Lord, we are going to a kingdom where there is going to be no end. Because your word said that of his kingdom there shall be no end. Lord, in that one, your word says it dwelling righteousness. There is peace there. There is no sickness there. There is no pain there. There is no trial there. There are no storms of life. There are no heartaches. Lord, there is no death. There is no evil there. Because Satan is not part of that kingdom. We are grateful to you. We are brought here, your prophet said, as a proving ground to be tempted, to see whether we pass, whether we understand the program, whether we believe your word. That's why we are brought here. Help us that none of us will fail by the wayside. Help our unbelief. You know us more than we do know ourselves. The needs that we have, the things that we are going through, you are there with us, going through them with us. Because your word says you will never leave us nor forsake us. Oh God of mercy, you spoke through Isaiah that when we pass through water, it will not overflow us. If we pass through water, he says it will not burn us, it will not consume us, and we are so grateful. Righteous eternal Father, help our unbelief, strengthen our faith. Help us, Lord, to keep the vision of your word constantly in our heart, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we pray that these words will never be weakened in our heart. May your spirit strengthen them and remind us of them every second of our life, Lord. Help us to meditate on them. Help us to exercise ourselves in them. Help us, O Jehovah God, to give ourselves only unto them, their Father. We are so grateful unto you, Lord, for ordaining this to happen. Lord, perhaps the things your servant went through himself is for the purpose of this testimony. And this testimony and preaches like this have done great things, greater things than the suffering he went through. And the places he has been to and the places he will still go to with the same testimony, with the same word, if you accomplish great things, oh Father, we thank you very much, Lord. The grace you have given unto him to pass through all that, as many as presently going through there, or that we still go through, may you give the same grace to everyone. Thank you, eternal Father. We bless your holy name. We worship you. We adore your name. We are so grateful unto you. Evermore, like the disciples said, feed us with this kind of bread, therefore. The word said that the preaching of the word cast out demons. All the demons that are casted out, demons of unbelief, demons of fear, demons of uncertainty, demons of whatsoever, may they never come back to us, oh Father. May faith, the strong man of the heart, may keep them away, Father. Thank you, Savior divine. Blessed be your wonderful name. As you go to rest, oh God, may you rest our bodies, and may you rest your servant. May you bless him. May you lift up the honor of his ministry. May you, oh Jehovah God, continue to take him from glory unto glory, Father. Prepare for the next service ahead of him, Lord. Thank you, King of glory. If there be people that have made up their mind to go after this service without a very, very urgent and serious reason, may you give them a change of heart, Lord. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your wonderful name for granting this petition. All the hands that are up and those at the altar, whatsoever need that is behind them, Lord Jesus, may all of them turn to testimonies to the glory and the honor of your name. Thank you, King of glory. We ask these petitions with faith and thanksgiving in the name of our Master and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
God bless you.
I'm sure we enjoy the service.
God bless you richly. Yeah, we've been enjoying those menu for many years. And while we are still here on earth, we will still be enjoying them. Yeah. If you know, some of us do come late. I don't know when you came in. May the Lord be our help. The minister will be with us this afternoon, so evening service, and then in the course of the week, by Wednesday morning, he'll be on his way to Lagos because his flight back to Ghana is at dawn on Thursday. So it's only today we'll have him. He'll be on his way to Lagos Wednesday morning. And if you are not here when we normally do our normal, you need to see the officer at the end of the day, because that is part of the scripture. You understand me?
Yeah.
At all. We have been together for some time, because I'm sure that by now you should be on the which you understand. You don't need to say no before. The Lord bless you richly. I mean, it's coming glad in our hearts. And if you know that this one doesn't do anything, see, go back to the place and do the needful. And the Lord bless you richly. I say, God bless you richly. Yeah, we have to close this one to go rest and then come back for the last dose, which will be a special one. Me, I like to take the last grain. Everything that I know, there are a lot of effort people made today not to sleep. A lot of effort, which is a good effort. I only saw one sister at the back, far back, that she was, I think the sleep really took over. No? I tried to look at somebody that could help her, but now I don't look at my eyes. If you miss anything, you go back to the tape and you can even see replay it anytime and get something. I know there might be brothers who that could do overcome fully. May the Lord help us. God be with you. God bless you. 3:21. I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from his sunshine, for his skies will turn to gray. I don't worry about the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I walk beside him, for he knows what is ahead. 3:21, a noble host.
Oh, I don't know about you.